A whole mess of fish stories. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. An international team of scientists has announced that they've figured out the entire genome of the Japanese pufferfish. Why, you might ask? Well, the human genome is 97% junk DNA that doesn't seem to do anything. And in all that junk, it's hard to find the active genes. Pufferfish have most of the same genes as humans, but with far less of the junk. By comparing the fish genome with a human genome, researchers have discovered nearly 1,000 new and potentially important human genes. University of Maryland scientists report that household cleansers and pesticides may be reducing fish populations. The chemicals mimic estrogens, and once they get into bays and estuaries, they can change the way male fish court females, confusing or repelling potential mates. Finally, a substance found in shark livers may lead to a new weight loss drug. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and Georgetown were hoping that MSI-1436 would treat virus infections. Instead, they found that mice given the substance ate less and burned fat, but not muscle. The first human trials of the shark diet drug are expected next year. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.